This is Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast, heard on NotShowRadio.com or wherever you're finding it. Quite a few of you listening to it on iTunes, downloading and subscribing it there. We thank all of you who've taken that extra step and left a review, some thoughtful words on your feelings, your takeaways from the show. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
It's the Top 5 Things podcast in color.
That's right. We're doing this one in stereo. We think you'll really, really enjoy it. Welcome to the show. It's been a while since we've gotten together here, although we did a patron show earlier this week, and if you'd like to hear that, go to NotShowRadio.com and get the details, and you can not only listen to that show that we did, the two patron shows we did in January, and every single show we've ever done, you'll have access
to. It's overwhelming.
It is. Yes. I'm telling you this just candidly because I feel like this is a place where I can tell the truth. I don't know that I'd do it because I think it's too much.
It's an unhealthy addiction is what it is.
Right. Right.
The two of us. Who do you think you are, Dave LaFleur?
Who do you think you are? How about this? New Orleans, they're very busy this weekend. Tonight, in fact, is the big day when they get to work greasing the poles.
Yes. Now, that is not just something they do with the love dogs.
at the Mississippi Valley Fair.
At the Mississippi Valley Fair, that used to be Diego's job.
Diego, the best hype man in the local business. Absolutely.
He used to have to go Crisco the poles.
Mardi Gras is going to be here soon. You got Fat Tuesday a couple days away, and now they are working all throughout the French Quarter, greasing up all the poles in order to make sure people aren't able to climb the poles during the Mardi Gras parade.
Not the Polish people in Louisiana.
No. Hey, Stosh, come here. We need to grease you up real
good. I saw
good.
The punchkis in the store.
Speaking of Polish traditions and Fat Tuesday, yes. Yeah.
Well, I didn't buy any because it was like...
It's too soon. You can't trust yourself to have those now.
There were so many cookies around the holidays.
Yeah.
Just too many.
Too many cookies, Corduroy.
I went and had a physical and then put like on 14 or 16 pounds. And I think all of it was basically just holiday cookies.
That's just cookie weight.
I can't do it.
This event, I guess, is the unofficial launch of Mardi Gras when they start greasing the poles. And in fact, this is the 50th year now that they've had to grease up the poles.
You would think that people have done things to combat it, like wearing...
What, sandpaper corduroy pants? How would you defeat that?
I don't know exactly what you'd wear, but I'm sure someone's devised something that counteracts the Crisco.
I like to get drunk and then I apply this salve to myself and it counteracts
some sort of stickum, yes, that would work with the Crisco.
Did you see, you had to have seen this, when the Kansas City Chiefs had their Super Bowl parade?
Okay.
There was some drunk in a tree and his pants fell off and then he fell out of the tree. It's some great video. Yeah. If you haven't seen that, look that up. Chiefs fan falling out of a tree. He's got the Bush Light in his hand. He's pounding it. He's like 15 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
And his pants are falling down. And he's not aware that his pants are falling down. And then the pants fall. And then this guy like goes to put his pants back on and forgets that he's in a tree. And
it falls. You got to still hang on, buddy.
Yeah, that's it. Like it was like it
I
was
forgot
like,
I needed to hang on.
It was like in the cartoons, you know, when When Yosemite Sam runs off the cliff and then he looks down and then he realizes...
He was fine until...
Yeah, right. Everything was going great. So yeah, that's what's going on right now. People are greasing up poles in New Orleans to make sure that they have a
safe... And really all we would have to do is just go straight south, right?
Yeah, just
Doesn't
down
that
the river.
Just take us there?
Yeah, the river, that's where it ends, right? New Orleans. Yeah. You got to go through some locks and dams, I mean...
Well, I'm not talking about taking the river. Yes, I know, of course, that the river would just... Uh-huh. I'm just talking about if we just got in the car and just went straight south. It would get us just pretty close.
More or less. Yeah, I don't know that that's the fastest way, though. Because with the interstates, you might want to go a little bit east.
East?
And then south.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming like you would go through Springfield to get to New Orleans the fastest, right? You wouldn't just take the Avenue of the Saints because... While you could do that, you're just going to be stopping in all kinds of towns and
roundabouts,
absorbing up all the local flavor, if you'll have it. Spent yesterday in Fort Madison, Iowa.
Does that have the jail?
It does.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a business owner down there, and he was saying that things were really good back when they had the riverboats. But then when the state changed the law and allowed land-based casinos, there's just nothing to do there.
Other than go to jail.
And he was saying that the penitentiary in Fort Madison, there's a sister jail in...
Do they have mixers?
No, it doesn't work like that. This is in Jefferson...
Oh, good. We're good. Oh, goody. We're going to have an exchange tonight. I gotta go sharpen my shiv.
You're the cutest jailbird I ever did see.
It's Jailhouse Rock.
No.
Did they have any of the beers? I take it you were there for Brood. Did they have any beers
none of the beers
prison-related beers?
No. You would think don't drop the soap porter or something, right? But no, they didn't have anything.
Are
like
you
that.
Talking to Porter? Is that the guy's name?
Porter? So he was saying that the prison in Jefferson City, Missouri is a sister prison, and I was intrigued by that. I thought, sister prison?
Yeah. I've heard of sister sister towns.
Right. Well, the idea is they're exact copies of each other. They built them at the same time, and everything is in the exact same place.
It's very popular among... certain industries these days.
Yeah, well, true. Good. So, thanks for bringing that up. So this Jefferson City prison closed, and now it's open to tourists. Mm. And they're making a fortune there.
Bed and breakfast?
People love to go and tour at old prisons. So now they're trying in Fort Madison to figure out how they can really bulk up the tourist industry with the prison that they have there.
But with prisoners in there. See, that's the rub.
He was also saying...
I don't know if... Are people going to be... Well, maybe some people would be just as interested, more interested. Well, I want
to,
you know...
Look, how much money do people pay to go on safari where there's like a, you know, a lion or a tiger that could kill you, or a hippopotamus?
Part of my bucket list is to be scared straight.
He was saying that when you grew up in Fort Madison, they would take you to the prison... Oh. Once you got into fifth grade.
Oh, I was going to say like first grade.
Fifth grade, they would take you there, he said.
Uh-huh.
And then they would just scream at you like you think you're tough.
Yeah.
And this was kind of the...
I didn't think I was tough in fifth grade.
Hell no.
I knew it.
No.
I knew that.
The last thing I thought...
I wasn't trying to get away with tough fifth grade.
Scared straight, though, those are kids that have somehow run afoul of the law.
Yes.
This was...
Every kid in school.
Once you go to fifth grade, we all go to the prison.
The timid young blonde girl has to go.
Everyone.
Who's never done anything wrong.
Well, you know, what if you get bullied all the time in school, and then you get a field trip, and it's to get bullied by rapists and murderers?
Now they're bringing in professionals to bully me.
How is that a field trip?
No.
I wouldn't sign off on this.
I'll just do homework in the principal's office.
No,
please.
No thanks. Crafting the little red plastic stick from my crackers and cheese into a shiv just to protect myself. No thanks. You kids think you're hard? Well, I'll tell you about what it's like being in here.
And you can bring your own, or you can have a penitentiary lunch.
For the extra, for $2.50.
The green bologna sandwich.
You can
Great.
Eat with the cons.
You can eat with the cons.
Yeah, I had some wine they made in their toilet. And
some sort of...
You kids think you're tough?
They call it raisin rum.
I don't know that that's a good idea. You want to get into the top five things?
Let's do it.
I think we should.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections, a quality home, property, and commercial inspections. Thinking of buying or selling a home, it pays to be informed. Call John and or Becky at Sense Inspections. Their number is 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to inspectwithsense.com for more information. You can also book online right there. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision or help you get pre-sale or for sale by owner ready. Don't let somebody else choose your home, a house inspector. Sense Inspections offers independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide you with a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Visit inspectwithsense.com for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. The number again, 563-265-5111, or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And of course, don't forget to mention Nacho Radio.
We had a story on the Patrons Only show about somebody who had a home inspection in a home in Florida.
Yeah.
And they're glad they did. And if you'd like to hear that story, become a patron.
Well, it had something to do with...
Don't give it away!
Well, I was just going to mention this. What they found was a jar of tongues. But the line...
Several jars of several tongues,
the
yes.
line was, where did they find
yes,
them?
Yes, yes.
In the liquor cabinet?
Oh, good stuff.
Hey now, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and now the Impossible Cheesesteak, and so much more, including their capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. Oh, absolutely delicious. Regardless of what your favorite sandwich is, make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook, and if you're there for lunch or dinner, when you're making your order, please mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one.
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 Number one.
All right, so we're going back to school for this story. There's a school that's in a little bit of trouble. For giving some advice, they're trying to teach the kids there at this high school, the teenagers, today's teens. They're not trying mm-hmm. to scare them straight, but they're trying to scare them so that they're not having sex.
Yes.
So
let me see everyone's promise ring.
Yeah, it's one of those deals.
Believe me, uh-huh. I don't need a promise ring. I'm doing the best I can with not the best results.
No.
So let's not sweat the promise ring.
So
that's a waste of $39.99.
It's just creepy. It's none of my business. Just go figure that out on your own.
I'm trying to figure it out on my own with little to no success.
Well, the whole thing where they go, it's none of my business. All right. So this school gave pamphlets to the kids. These are 14-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
This is at a high school. This guy's daughter, 14-year-old Emma, comes home from the high school with a leaflet that was passed out in class, and it's called 101 Ways to Show Someone You Love Them Without Having Sex.
Mm.
So things you can do
mm-hmm.
that are not sex that you can do as teenagers to show someone that you love them. Now, a couple of things. One, who said anything about love
yeah.
when you're 14?
No.
I'm just trying to see how yeah. this goes together.
Yes.
Love someone. No. What am I, a heart video? Next. Two, some of the things they have here I think are interesting.
I don't need you loving anybody at 14.
No, that's a mistake. Some things, 101 ways you can show someone that you love them other than having sex.
Hold the door for them.
Here's one, help them with their problems.
Buy them an ice cream cone.
How about this, give them your last chocolate. Share a gingerbread man. I mean, that's certainly a wholesome thing to do.
You can have the extremities, not the torso.
Mm-hmm. write a poem using their name as a subject.
Mandy.
compliment them and make them feel special, right?
I like the part in your hair.
Hold their hand. Make a playlist for them.
Mixtape.
Yeah, I don't... Do the kids do... I mean, they don't have tapes anymore, but I imagine that's a thing. Like, here's a playlist, yeah.
The smile has left your eyes.
I love all of this, right? Here's some of the things, though, on this list that the dad is saying. What is this? Number 36, propose marriage. Dad had a problem with that. This 14-year-old girl's coming home with pamphlets saying propose marriage.
Here's the thing. 40 years from now, if you're mm-hmm. not with anybody and I'm mm-hmm. not with anybody...
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go get some AARP cards uh-huh. and settle down together?
How about this? Do something fun and have a laugh together. Talk every day. Share secrets. Support.
You know, I got a secret.
Support.
You know what I'd like to do to you?
No, wait for it. It's coming. It's not a secret. You can. I think you can tell by the awkward way I'm getting up out of my chair.
Uh-huh.
What's on my mind? Here's one. Throw them a surprise party. Write their name with a sparkler, right? Support and offer advice. Number 26 on the list, though, is what's got Dad very concerned.
Okay.
It's three simple words.
Yes.
Suck their toes. Suck their toes.
No, that's not my favorite part.
No. No. Now,
even if you just came out of the shower. No.
Dad says, I understand children need to be made aware of the world, but should we really be promoting fetishes?
Yeah, just...
Suck their toes. Yeah. 14-year-olds? Who wrote this? Quentin Tarantino? What is this? Yeah, first of all, gross. Second of all...
Maybe they had like celebrity suggestions, and this comes from former coach Rex Reed.
I'm just thinking, if I was a revved up 14-year-old.
Was that the guy's name? That's not the guy's name. What's the guy's
Rex
name?
Rex Reed's a movie critic.
Rex Reed's a movie critic who I'm sure, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of...
Rex what?
Oh, gosh. All I can think about is his mulleted twin brother.
Right.
Oh.
Rex what? Rex Reed. Rex Reed.
Rex Reed was the movie critic for the New York Post.
Well, Rex Reed.
I'm Rex Reed. Today we're going to be talking about Splash.
Sucking on toes was the least of his fetishes.
Rex Ryan is who
Rex
you think.
Ryan. Rex Ryan.
Yes. Did
Rex Reed. Can you see?
I think either one of them are good answers.
Who do you think would be better? Rex Ryan reviewing movies or Rex Reed, a football coach?
Okay, give me a movie and I'll give you Rex Ryan's review of it.
A movie?
Yeah, give me any movie and I can give you Rex Ryan's review.
Jaws 2.
Not enough feet in it.
Yeah.
I liked the beginning when the girl was dangling her feet in the ocean.
Yeah.
That was great, but the movie went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Not too many people wearing shoes on the beach for my taste. Thumbs down, or I guess big toe down for him.
What about the movie Beaches? Misleading. Not enough bare feet in a movie called Beaches. It had nothing to do with bare feet and a beach at all. Some broad gets sick and dies. And I'm supposed to be the wind beneath your wings?
I was expecting.
I don't think so.
I was expecting 2 hours of sandal play.
Right.
I got a young Mayim Bialik singing a song. Big thumb down, big toe down.
Two. I'll give it one toe.
What would you do if you were 14 and a girl said, how about we suck each other's toes? I'd say no thanks. I'd say no thanks right now to any of that. But that just seems like a weird thing to be into.
Can
like,
we soak them?
Instead of having sex, how about we just suck on each other's toes? That's what teenagers are doing now?
Should we soak them in Epsom salts for a while?
Well, good Lord, who knows what's on your feet?
Shouldn't we do that? Are we sure that we don't have something there?
Yeah.
It's like, sweetheart, I hate to tell you this, but I think you've got a planter's wart.
Number two, a new thing that could be fighting off cancer, and I'm all for it. Maine lobsters.
Yes.
They could be using lobster blood.
Yes.
To make the new cancer drugs.
Well, I'm going to need some of the flesh as well, but that's...
Give me the whole
that's my kind of therapy there.
Well, but what if, like, the drawn butter is somehow carcinogenic? Then it kind of cancels each other out? How does that work?
Well, no one gets out alive.
This company thinks that lobsters can save human lives by providing their blood for use in new drugs. Longtime lobster scientist says that this could aid human health. Horseshoe crabs, I guess, are already harvested because horseshoe crabs have something in their blood, a protein, that is used to detect contamination in medical products. So this company started up, and now they're extracting some sort of substance. There's a bandage that they make out of crushed lobster shells, and the Army has been using these bandages to treat blood clotting because of something that's in shrimp shells. So invertebrates could be the secret to a long life. But now this lobster blood project, investigating whether lobster blood can be used as a potential weapon against viruses and cancer.
We had shrimp today at work.
Oh, well, fancy.
I know it. I mean, typically that's not the case. It's usually frozen pizzas.
Okay.
I don't know. I've got a big bucket of shrimp in my car.
Oh, well.
It's like, if no one's going to eat this,
it'll keep.
If you don't think I'm taking this vacuum
right.
and this big bag of shrimp.
And the shrimp.
You're crazy.
Yeah, right.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home in the Village of East Davenport. They're at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they help you find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then on Saturdays from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And of course, if you make a purchase, mention Nacho Radio and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. You're going to love their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Remember, anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards when you're there, because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three.
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 Number three.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. He's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Cy Sperling is dead at the age of 78.
Sure.
Cy Sperling, does that name ring a bell?
I'm not only dead, I'm also a member.
Yes.
I'm also a member of the
Hair Club for Men.
Well, that and the the Dead Guy Club.
The Deadbeat Club.
The Deadbeat Club. That's
the Deadbeat Club.
I'm Cy Sperling, president of Hair Club for Men, with some new important free information for men with thinning hair. Our own booklet, which you can get by calling our toll-free number, has been updated and expanded.
What a ridiculous accent that is. Calling our number? Where is this guy from?
I think he sold the company for well over $50 million.
Oh, is that right?
Do you know what I saw today?
I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client. That was his big catchphrase. Yes?
The guy who owns Jimmy John's.
Mm-hmm.
Is worth $1.7 billion.
Mm.
How does that work for sandwiches?
Mm. Does he own or did he sell? Like, I'm confused.
I'm just saying that he's worth $1.7 billion.
Yeah, that's a lot of sandwiches.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how that works.
A lot of dead tigers.
Yeah, I don't think that he's as involved in that restaurant. I mean, we're first and foremost, let me be very clear, we're a Capriati's family. Oh,
absolutely.
It's a better product, and also there aren't pictures of anyone in the Capriati's family hugging a dead baby dolphin or whatever that guy is accused of doing.
Right.
But I don't think he's... Is he even involved in it anymore? Or?
Enough.
One point... How much?
$1.7 billion.
That doesn't make any sense.
And it doesn't.
Cy Sperling died at the age of 78, suffering a lengthy illness, died in Boca Raton, Florida. He was 26, started losing his hair. He was depressed over a recent divorce, and he first came up with this idea for a business. He did a toupee, he did a weave, he did a comb over, and he ended up marrying someone else, a hairstylist. They came up with a nylon mesh fitted to the scalp. And then you could comb it yourself, right? It stayed in place during exercise and even after showering. Hair Club for Men. They would run the commercials late at night. In the first month, they got 10,000 calls. And he sold the multi-billion-dollar business. Wow. He sold the multi-billion-dollar business in 2000. So he did okay, too.
And then
huh?
just retired. Went away.
Yeah.
And then who's the guy that recently just died, who his claim to fame is...
Copy and paste.
The copy and paste.
Yeah, that guy died. Yeah, I don't really... I would say more about him, but I don't remember him doing funny commercials.
No.
That's for me, that's the mark of a man. Do I remember you from weird TV commercials in the 80s?
Late night commercials.
Four.
You were seeing a lot of late night commercials back then.
True. True. Well,
they were better.
Oh, without question. Every once in a while on the lower tier channels, what was I watching the other night? And there was a commercial.
Did they almost have you?
No, no, no. They didn't have, no, no, not at all. I'll be very clear about that. It was like, hey, sexy girls want to talk to you. I think I was watching like Comet or something, like one of those, you know, it was the middle of the night. I was watching some Japanese monster movie.
Here's the thing.
And it was like, call this number because sexy girls want to talk on the phone. I'm like, chat lines are still a thing in 2020?
First of all, none of this is true because, first of all, they're not sexy young girls. And the person that's talking to me doesn't really want to talk to me.
No, they're getting paid. Yeah, understand all that works.
They just want to get through this shift till 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. and start their other job. Mm-hmm. That's what they're up to.
Yeah.
And you know what? And tell me that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we can talk about.
Give me some truth. Give me a little honesty.
I just, in this day and age, the fact that there were people lonely enough to call a chat line and pay to talk to somebody when there's an internet, like, I can't believe that's still a thing.
Teen like, Steam?
Yeah, well, essentially, yes. Number four, this story comes to us from Sparta, Michigan. We go to a wax paper manufacturer. They make wax paper. The name of the company is Handy Wax. Now, it's worth pointing out, Handy, H-A-N-D-Y, Wax, W-A-C-K-S. Handy Wax.
Now makes sense? Yeah, that could also be a chat line. Late nights. 1-800 or 900 or whatever you're doing.
Consider yourself zinged.
The zing of the day.
Call Handy Wax now.
Do it now.
Big boy.
The zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Well, I think it's interesting that the name of the place is Handy Wax, and they make wax paper. But this woman on Monday got her hand whacked. Lost her hand.
Oh.
Hand was partially amputated while working at Handy Wax.
Oh, no.
Transported to an area hospital, not life-threatening injuries. And this woman, again, got her hand whacked working at Handy Wax.
Now, my grandmother worked, I'm trying to remember exactly. She either worked where they made boxes for Brock's chocolates.
Ooh.
Or she worked for Brock's chocolates.
Hmm.
One of the two.
Well, one would be a much cooler job for a grandma to have.
Yeah, I don't think she had the cool job. Okay. I think it was, yeah.
We make the boxes that the Brock's
We make the boxes that the Brock's chocolate goes in.
I get it.
But from time to time, she would have access to Brock's chocolates.
Sure.
She came home one time. She cut her thumb off.
Oh, no.
Well, at least the top part of it.
Did someone like enjoy it as a cordial?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if someone picked
this
it.
This cordial tastes like an old woman's thumb.
Picked it up and was like, no big deal. The thing about it is, I just remember at the time, you know, I was just like a little kid, and I was just horrified that grandma had cut her, you know, thumb off or the top of her thumb off.
Yeah,
she was like, it was just no big deal. It's just. I mean, it was from just a different era. I remember having it just all bandaged up, like Pope of Greenwich Village or whatever.
My mom had an
uncle. But it was like, she was just like, you know, on to the next thing, you know?
My mom had an uncle, and I think on two hands he had maybe a total of four fingers.
Yeah.
And they just explained, well, he worked for the railroad. Like, that's just what happens when you work for the railroad. I was like, how did he lose...
I mean, like, you're going to get your teeth knocked out if you're a hockey player.
That was it. It was like, he
I just don't know that that's right,
no,
though.
No, it was like,
I don't know.
What's up with this guy? He's only got two fingers on one hand. Well, he worked for the, like, that was when I remember asking the question as a little kid, like,
what's the deal?
Why does Uncle Martin only have, like, two fingers? Well, he worked for the railroad.
Not very well.
Like it was, not all the live long day.
What was he doing all day? Just trying to flatten pennies?
Yeah, trying to go home early? I don't know. Yeah, so it was like...
trying to go home early. He just basically... There were a number of days during his 40 years at the railroad where it's like, I gotta get out early. So I'm willing to sacrifice a faker.
Bowl game's on at one. I gotta get out of here.
It's the Colts and the Raiders. I can't miss it.
Got to go.
Number five.
It was like they felt that was all the information I needed. Like it was a stupid question. I know he worked for the railroad, but what happened?
Well, he worked for the railroad.
Why were his fingers constantly getting run over by a train?
That was my question.
And that's just ludicrous.
I still, to this day, don't have an answer.
Well, and get one.
I don't think I will.
You'd rather not have an answer?
Well, I mean, maybe I will ask next time I call home. Hey, quick question.
We're talking about family secrets
on the podcast. I think I could be wrong. I think my grandfather was missing a couple fingers too.
Then my grandmother, she would have that. Now she's got like a.
Is that just something grandparents do? Is lose like
a,
fingers?
Like a, she's got a stub then at the end.
Yeah,
and then she utilized
chocolate
that.
Box accident.
She was excellent at giving back massages. She would get stub involved.
There you go.
So, you know, one door closes.
Finally, number five, we go to a small town in New Hampshire, Croydon, New Hampshire. The police chief lost his job.
I thought you were going to say lost his fingers.
He's a chief of police in New Hampshire.
That happens to cops. They shoot your fingers off. I don't think so. I don't think
that. Fed to the Wolverines. The three-member board up there in Croydon, New Hampshire, decided that they were going to abolish the police department. And so they only had one cop working as the police department. Richard Lee worked part-time. He was the only member of the police department for nearly 20 years.
It's not part-time. It's full-time, but it's part-time if you're the only one. Because, you know... Otherwise, they're asking you if it would be 24/7, and you just can't.
No,
I can't do that.
No, Richard Lee has.
I mean,
been
even
the
if
sole
I put
member,
in 12 hours a day, it's part time.
He's
full time, but part time.
He's Richard Lee. He's worked there as the sole member of this police department for 20 years. He regularly attended these board meetings, and he says he was caught off guard by the vote. There had been some tensions with the select board in the past. And there was a vote to dissolve the department. Now, the voters defeated that measure. But then the board decided they're just going to go ahead and do it anyway. So they got rid of...
It's a lawless town.
The police department. Yeah. Well, I think that what their plan is, they think that they'll just have the New Hampshire State Police take care of things.
Well.
Right? Like, because I imagine that's what we would do if this guy wanted to go, like, to a movie or something.
Or just go to sleep. Right. I just want to go to sleep.
So he was told there at the meeting, once they said that they were going to get rid of the police department, and that was just him, he was told to turn over all police items, including his badges, the keys to his police cruiser, and his uniform. He was told to turn them over immediately. So this guy who was at this meeting there at the town hall just stripped down to his underpants and left.
It. There you go. I'm never coming back.
And here's the thing. He drove the police cruiser to the meeting, so this guy started a 7-mile walk home Tuesday night in New Hampshire,
still cold,
walking around in his underpants.
Get arrested for that sort of thing, if there were any police.
They said as he was undressing, they said, look, you can turn your uniform in, you know,
No, you said right away.
And he said, no, you want me gone?
I'm out of here.
You deal with the fact that I'm leaving here in my underpants. I'm not going to make this easy for you. So, yeah, he says he's unsure whether he's been fired or is merely out of work.
Well,
but
when you say that you're dismantling the police department, that means...
When it's just one guy.
That's just me.
Yeah. Yeah, he was making a little more than $30,000 a year as the chief of police. And now he makes nothing and doesn't have a car and doesn't have pants.
But should be home by now. So, I mean, 7 miles a walk.
Doesn't
take forever.
Here's hoping that he's made it back. That's going to do it for your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And the podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've ever done and specialty programming. The podcast has originated, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together? Let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit for groups of all sizes. Again, like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
It's going to do it for this episode of the Top 5 Things. We'll be back with more at some point. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Well, it was fun. I'm going to go take a nap now, and then I think I'm going to call some hospitals.